All the phases of infinite is infinite. So, for finite, it will not be possible that through gradual processes go to the highest. That is the waste of energy. So, Brahmana Bhamite Kuno Bhagavan Ji, Guru Krishna Prasade. There is an arrangement to send his agent here to the lowest, class. And anyhow, try to have that connection. And avoiding all these circumstances, try to have a direct connection and to go to be recruited from there, and by the agent of there, highest there. No end of knowledge, no end of the lower consciousness of to investigate about those that have got no knowledge, like fossil, art, etc. Things without knowledge. And there are also a stage of knowledge, knowing in so many things it is found, the sphere of knowledge, and the devoid of knowledge, there is also existence. We may go on with our research about stone, about iron, about so many minerals. We may go on with the association of researching there. We may use our knowledge only in the analysis and getting anything, any benefit from them. That is culture of matter. And also we can engage ourselves in the inquiry of the so many products of so many wise men. This book, that book, that book, that book. We may go on reading. What is in the area of the knowing, of the knowledge of this world, or of the world after. We can pass our time and energy in the connection of that. But we are advised not to dive, not to lose yourself, not to be lost in the quest of that experience of parokshanubhuti. Pratyakshanubhuti and parokshanubhuti. Don't be lost there in the realm of parokshanubhuti, parokshabhyanam, what is experienced by the others. But surrender, try to surrender, understand the utility and the fineness and superiority of surrendering to the true agent that is sent from above to you in the descending method, sruta, revelation. Don't be enchanted by the knowledge that has been evolved from here, arupanta, discover, research scholars. Dismiss them, try to capture revealed truth which is coming from the perfect realm to save you. Try to connect with that. And you will be infinitely more benefited than to pass through the pratyaksha and the paraksha knowledge. The Shankars could say that aparokkha is not any type of knowledge, that is something like sound sleep. But Ramanuja and other Vaishnavas, yes, that is the domain. The basis is devotion, the surrender. And that higher knowledge, more than beauty, ananda, sundara. That sort, but knowledge is meager, more ananda. By surrendering, by devotional tendency, you can come in touch with that higher form of life. That's prema. Prema. That is categorically different from the knowledge. The knowledge may seem to be a very strange thing to you in comparison with fossil. Fossil also. But many, but present civilization is mad of this fossil analysis, taking out so many things as for the aeroplane, for the they are very particular about this apparent sight. They spied the moon. The moon had some venerable position, respectable position, and a beautiful position in the heart of so many men. But that moon, the conception of moon is spoiled by the scientists. No chance. Moon is a lump of that's a stone and a mud, that's something like that. This moon.
Right.
But the former poets, what was their outlook about the moon? They were drawn from the moon. That is also a part of civilization. That is also necessity in poetry. That is also important for the newly married couple, the analysis. Suppose the charm of a male figure for the women, the charm of a women figure for the male, if it is analyzed in the laboratory, medical laboratory, what is there? What is there? Flesh and the blood and the bone. But can they check the charm? Is it not real? It is more real. The charm of the beauty of a boy, newborn babe, all these things. This is also a world, a part of the world, and part of pleasure and the pain. We cannot ignore that. But everything, this analysis, that is the truth. And this is all false. This is capturing the main portion of human pleasure and the pain. This analysis of the stone, this gas, the mineral substance, all necessary to promote the pleasure of the society. And will any man be Raji? Anyone will be anyone agree that the charm of the women body may be abolished and we shall only dissection what we shall get in the room of dissection, and that valuation would be attached to them. None will give such concept. But rather we shall remain in the land of imagination. We don't want this distorted reality. You chemist, you physician, go from here. You take all the charm from my life. So what is what? What is what? This business, this machine. The machinery in Port Nation, the computer and the robot, that is machine man.
Robots.
A robot.
Robot.
That is Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. The reverence to the God, to the sadhu, the science will say, no, all this idle imagination. Then what is real? The reality, the physical strength of one over the other. That is the all and be all and end all of all life. To predominate over the environment. That is be all and all. What for? What for all these things? Few days ago it was told that America wants one state world. One must be so powerful that being afraid of him, everyone will lead a life of a submission. No apprehension of war or any disturbance. Previously it was something like that. But that is no solution. Now it is not possible. It is impossible almost. One state world. So we acquire more power to make one state world, and then it will be peaceful. Peace will reign in the world. That is all many impracticable. So also, wild goose chasing, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Gani prayasa mudapasya namantaiva. So, learn to be humble, modest. And that is the path to come in connection with the superior. If you want a real connection with the superior, learn to be, qualify yourself with the quality of that of a slave, as much as submissive, as much as surrendering, then you will be taken with much earnestness, ador ki, adoration. You will be accepted with adoration. Go to the to acquire the limit of slave quality, and you would be adored as much from the higher quarter, from the highest quarter, from the higher region. It will be meant for. Qualify yourself in that way. The highest quarter you may earn by your submission. If you really want a sphere which is higher and higher than you, the only way, try to acquire the submissive nature, the humility necessary to come to that higher. Admit that you are gross, you are a lower star. If you really want the higher association, you will have to admit this reality of your existence. Do that and qualify yourself for the higher plane of life. This is no cowardice. This is the real intelligence is here. This realistic thought. This is not my imagination. The highest realization, human brain fighting with each other, and no further higher thing there. What is this? That is hated thing. Okay. Hated.
Hated.
Gauri hari gaur, gauri hari gaur. Gauri amat. encourages slave mentality. Fools. Fools remark. Slave mentality. Your slavery to this present that half-knowledge civilization. You are slave of slaves of matter. And Newton's law is there, like the God ki Jamraj ki ki wale, the God of death. Equal and opposite reaction. You are exploiting, you will be exploited. Mind it. So don't go to exploit. Take just the opposite. And try to become a member in the assembly of the highest plane. And how it is possible? Come to realistic thing. Because death will remove us surely from this plane, however pleasant even in imagination it may be. This dreamy land won't stand. Sure as death. It is told as sure as death. And it, other things may not be sure, but death is sure. And it is all comprehensive. It won't exclude anyone. It is sure. So if you are courageous enough, come to fight with that death. How to get out of the death? To be bold enough, come to fight the problem of death, not only for you, but for all. Have you got such courage and such resources and such education? Otherwise, go back. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Rama.
Tomorrow morning you are? Tomorrow morning.
And during this Dol Yatra Utsav, Mahaprabhu's birth ceremony.
He's coming tomorrow.
And how long you expect to stay in Vrindavan?
For about a week.
One week. And then you have to go back.
Yes.
All right. Gaur Hari Bol. দেখা ডিরেক্ট অসুবিধা নেই তো দেখাশোনা করছো পাসিং ইউর ডেজ ইন ফরেন ল্যান্ড মে বি সো মেনি ডিফিকাল্টি হরি কৃষ্ণ হরি কৃষ্ণ
Yes.
Yeah.
No, here, none at all.
Huh?
No one.
Many inconveniences may come, but of course we have to endure to forbear. Whenever we are out of home, some sort of comfort we must undergo. Have to undergo. But we may not care for that. Gaur Hari Bol. This is not a pleasure trip, is it not? A trip for travel. Pain should be ordinary.
little inconveniences should be our association in the path of spiritual realization. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Gaur Hare Gaur, Gaur. Nigai Gaur Hari Gaur, Nigai Gaur Hari Gaur.
Ami Kalera Mayapur giyechilam ekhane Jayanarayan Babaji Maharaj amar pranam janiyechi.
Ke?
Jayanarayan Babaji era kal Mayapur giyechilam.
Oh, Jayanarayan.
Ohane je Australian devotee ache ekjon.
Ha.
Tini oder niye sob ghure dekhechen.
Australian devotee. মানে সমান মহারাজের শিষ্য হরি কৃষ্ণ হরি কৃষ্ণ হরি 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 রাম গৌর হরি গৌর গৌর হরি গৌর
হাউ ডাজ ওয়ান গেট প্রপার কনসেপশন অফ শ্রদ্ধা অ্যাজ রিয়েল সাবস্টেন্স
What do you mean by Shraddha? The self-conscious Shraddha. Shraddha will say what is Shraddha. And the outer signs will be Shraddha will bring one in connection with higher substance. He will be indifferent with the present environment. And he will be sin in search for which is not found in the present environment. He will seem to move almost aimlessly here and there, not finding the object of his search anywhere. So he would try to associate where is that Shraddha in the heart of any man. If there is Shraddha, and birds of the same feather flock together, samasila bhajanti voi. Shraddha will attract Shraddha. And he will try his best to associate wherever he will find Shraddha. Shraddha. And exclusively indifferent to the environment. His aim will concentrate there only. And the Shraddha will ask him to seek for Shraddha only, eliminating all other things from his aims. It won't be able to tolerate any aim other than it. And the Shraddha is grown from Sukriti that comes independent of this world, from another world, through the agency of the world of Shraddha. In this way, just as knowledge can know what is knowledge, so Shraddha can appreciate what is Shraddha. Hare Krishna. Shraddha Chokhu. The love can understand what is love. The corresponding thing. Hari, Hari. Gaur Hari Gaur, Gaur Hari Gaur, Gaur Hari Gaur. Nidai Gaur Hari Gaur. Kato Vaila?
Swamai.
Swamai. Jai Gaur Hari Gaur. Jai Gaur Hari Gaur. Mahaprabhu Krishna consciousness. God consciousness developed into Krishna consciousness. Shraddha gives us company of the Lord, according to his degree of quality, intensity of quality, it takes, not only takes to God, but keeps there. And it is possible that all the time, the whole time, 24 hours engagement is possible in the service of God through Shraddha. God is inconceivable faith. Inconceivable faith in the remotest good, goodness. That becomes practical in our life. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. The ambition, the aspiration, the goodwill, the hope, everything reaches there in its finest and highest form. In other words, our innate hankering are all satisfied, perfectly satisfied. No other hankering remains. Rather, we cannot sometimes tolerate so much grace, so much ecstasy. Sometimes one dances like a madman, chants aloud, sometimes dancing. Sometimes in feet also, can't tolerate, can't, consciousness, the meager consciousness cannot accommodate that flow for the time being, that may be unconscious. Again comes up and began to dance like a madman with the intensity of the ecstasy. Even Vrata Svapriya Nama Kita Jata Nuragu Dutachitta Uchai Asattatun, a laughing, meaningless laugh, sometimes. Asattatu, Rodhiti, sometimes began to cry. I got the chance, I could not serve up to my satisfaction. I have lost it, the chance. Began to cry. I am enjoying so many souls, they are deprived of this great ecstasy. Began to cry. Asattatu roditi, roti, meaningless crying aloud, a meaningless sound produces. Roditi, roti, gayati, sometimes singing in a beautiful tone. Roti, unamadvat nittati, like a madman dancing, jumping. Nityati lokobhajya, without caring what the public will say, it's not that without caring any public remark. It is above that. Of the remark of the both civilized and non-civilized person, of the so-called one. Lokobhajya, Gaurhari Gaurhari. Is full in his own way. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama. Where the public is awake, it is his night, darkness. Where he is awake, the public cannot see it there. Janisha sabbhutanam tasyang jagati. Tasyang jagati bhutanam janisha khushya. But there is imitation also. I had in the last great war, there is one island, Hawaii or something like that, between Japan and America.
Hawaii.
There was a research scholar, perhaps American or so, I don't know. No. And he was, his activity was always with the sun and the light and the sky. His researches. But really he was a spy of Japan. And when the tension of the war reached the climax, and who will attack first, and he will get a great advantage, so, and the attack must be stealthy. Japan also, Japan says that Hitler has engaged the Western power, only America. America leaving away Japan, he can't join this. So America and Japan, these two are very closely antagonistic. And who will attack first whom? Japan, through the spy, everyone is watching another's movement. America concentrated his nine fleet, the big navy, in Hawaii, stealthily. And Japan suddenly attacked them. And war began between America and Japan. That man supplied the news. That man was researching with the sky. He anyhow gave the news to Japan, the navy, some nine fleet or something has come here, and suddenly by night attacked Japan, bombarded those nine. A great loss first. It was later detected that man in the garb of his research, he was the spy of Japan. So imitation can be so dangerous. As a research scholar, he is indifferent to the world interest. He is researching. But despising was within him to betray his own country. That's something. Under the garb of scholarship, innocent research, knowledge, this sort of poison there. So the Sahajiya and the other, so many imitationists are also there. And the garb of goodwill and godliness and so many things, the heinous things may be concealed within. Hare Krishna. No Saddha, but displaying Saddha. displaying some,
So we should be more careful about the company. The company which is so valuable, indispensably valuable, but there also we shall have to be very cautious in our selection of association. The association is be all and end all important. But the selection of the association, our fortune, real fortune, depends there. So a good association and good company is the most valuable thing in the world. Yes. The most valuable thing is a good company. Satsanga sivadhirninam samsarepi khanadhopi satsanga sivadhirninam in Navajivana samsangvatvaku dhullabho manusho dehu dehinam khanabhangula. This human life is very rarely got. If we look around, everywhere there is life, but how many handful of human life? So, if we cast a broad look around, so many souls under different conditions. And we have attained this valuable form of life, human life, endowed with so much advantage. Dullabho manusho deho, dehi nanga. But it is not permanent acquirement. It may be doomed immediately, destroyed immediately, and as a result of my previous action, I may have to go again in the darkness. It is not acquired permanently. Khanabhangula. Tatrapi dullabhang manne vaikuntha puyavarsanam. It is rarely got. And again, there, the connection of the Vaikuntha, of the man, of the Lord, to get that association is more and more there. Sansarismin khanadhyepi satsanga sivadhirninam. Even for a moment, you could get association of the divine people, it can turn the tenor of our whole life. Satsanga, Sivadhi, even moment association, that is like, it should be considered like a gem. Sivadhi means manikam, what is that? Gem or diamond or gem, something like that. It should be considered Sivadhi's Nina. The only desired, most valuable thing is a slight connection with the divine agent. No such valuable thing we can hope to achieve in our life. That can give us turn towards the highest good. Sivadhi's Nina. Samsarismin khanadhopi satsanga sivadhirninam. So if anything to be aspired after, that is the association of the agent of the divine, the divine, of the highest conception. Gaurhari Gaur, Gaurhari Gaur, Gaurhari Gaur, Gaurhari Gaur. So much intensity in dedication towards the Supreme Beauty we have never found as we find in the life of Sri Chaitanya. How? Only hearing the name entered, Krishna was painted. looking at the vigra of Jagannatham Puri floods oozing from the eyes. Slight connection and great result found in the reaction in the body, mind. There are so many religious men so far pressed in history, but so much intensity coming in contact with the highest conception of the Lord. The effect, so much intense, is never found in any of the devotees of the whole world in the whole history, except that of Radha Radhika. Equal there. So much intense hankering to serve the Lord, to be united with Him, aspiring after union with the Lord. So much intense, never found in the history of any religion of the world, as we find in Radhika and Gaura. And then somewhat in the Tamil and the other places. Gaudhari, so much hankering, so much intense attraction for the highest truth. That is what has taken us to Gaudiya Math. Gaudiya Math. We have no sympathy, no charm for anything, or any proposal, or any principle ever so given to this world. But the connection of Radharani and the Gaurangali has attracted us most, most in its highest conception. Everything is trash. Hare Krishna, Gaurhari Bol, Gaurhari Bol, Gaurhari Bol. Sthiputradi katha jahur visayana shastra pravadanga prabodhananda Saraswati. The guru, previous guru of Gopal Bhatta Goswami, was a Ramanuja Vaishnava. And after coming in connection with Mahaprabhu, he left everything and settled in Vrindavan near Sri Kunda. And has written Navadvipa Dham Sataka, Vrindavan Dham Sataka, Radharasa Sudha Nidhi, and so many books. Sriputradi Katha Jhur is one of his poems. Sriputradi Katha Jhur Vishayana. When Mahaprabhu came and expressed himself here with his transcendental devotion towards Krishna. Sriputradi Katha Jhur Vishayana. The ordinary people, for the time being, left their talks about their wife and children. For the time being, they stopped all those talks. Shastra Prabhadam Buddha, the scholars, for the time being, gave a pause to their talk about the different meanings of the scriptures, compared to study of different scriptures. What they say, what is the purpose, what is the meaning of so many scriptures, and what is the difference? Shastra Prabhadam Buddha. Yogindra Vijahur Madhum Niyamajam Klesham. And the yogis, they left for the time being the pain of acquiring mastership with the over the suspicious, the breathing, more of the breathing air, their breathing, their breath. They left the practice of controlling their breath and thereby to attain some mystic condition of mind. Marum niyamajan klesha tapas tapasa. Those are addicted to self-imposed pain, that is denunces. They gave up that sort of idea temporarily. Tapas tapasa. Sri-Pratyadika-tāja-bhūt-viṣa-ni-nā-kṁ-śāstra-pravādam-gudhā-yogin-dā-viya-hūr-maram-niyam-vajāṁ-kresaṁ-stapas-tāvasa-gāna-dhyāsa-vidhūn-yahuṣca-jatayū. They left that culture of Vedanta, what is true, what is false, Maya, and what is Brahma, all these things. When Chaitanya Chandra Param Aviskurpati Bhakti Yoga Padavin Naivanya Asaja, temporarily the taste of all in all their practices ceased, temporarily stopped, and by some wonderful